Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, song. Goes like this.
Good evening, good evening, each and every one of you listening and calling in. God bless you. This is Pastor McKay. What's interceding is what I do. Amen. I come before you with the greetings of God. I give God the honor right now for allowing us to be able to stand in the midst of someone else. Amen. To be able to call out to him and cry out to him in need right now. To be able to lean on his word and know that he'll be able to deliver. Amen. To know that he'll be able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly. God bless you again, callers. God bless you, listeners, for just tuning in with us and allowing God to be able to instill some things. We will begin our opening, amen, this evening with a word from God. We will begin to cry out to God. We just want you to have your hearts and your minds fixed on what God is having to say. And what we're going to do on this evening is a little something different, amen? We're going to open up the floors to be received, amen, with an opening prayer unto our Father by our very own prophetess Freeman. God bless you, woman of God. If you can just take us into the throne room at this very moment to be able to cry out to God and be able to stand in the gap for someone else, amen?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Most gracious and loving Father, we come before your throne humbly, God. We asking you, oh God, first of all, forgive us of every sin, anything that we have said or done that was not pleasing in your sight, God. We repent now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to look upon each and every heart that thought it not robbery to tune into the Blog Talk Radio on this evening, God. Oh God, you know the petitions of the heart, God. You know their desires and their needs, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to answer all of their prayers, O God. O God, hearken thine ear unto thine servant, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we ask you, O God, to loose your anointing, O God, that we receive all that you have for us on this day, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you now, God, to empower us, oh God, to impart thine word in our heart, God, that we should not sin against thee, oh God. Oh God, that we hearken thy ear unto you, oh God, in your instruction, oh God, and your desire for our lives, oh God, the purpose, oh God, for which you have called us, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, give us clean clarity, O God. Give us a discerning spirit, O God, that we be more keen in the spirit, O God. O God, give our sight, O God, a spiritual sight, God, that we are more keen, O God, identifying the tactics of the enemy, O God, that we may bind those things, O God, that have come against us, Father. In the name of Jesus, that we are successful in all the endeavors, O God, that you have assigned for us this day, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. O God, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we seek, O God, your direction, God. Some of us seeking deliverance, O God. Some of us seeking healing, O God. Some of us seeking the purpose, O God, for which you have called us, God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Oh God, equip us, oh God, with all the things that you desire for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we be successful in our assignment, oh God, that we be worthy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, according to the assignment that you have called us to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, thinking it not robbery, oh God, to extend ourselves unto others, oh God, that we give with a cheerful heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and Father, above all things,
speak, God. Grant us a teachable spirit, oh God. Oh God, for there is nothing, oh God, that we cannot do without with you, oh God. Oh God, we can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth, oh God. And Father, within that, oh God, continue to empower in us, oh God. Continue to anoint us afresh, oh God. Continue to grant us all the things that we need, oh God. Oh God, that we are successful, oh God. For we know that the battle is not ours, but it's yours, oh God. Oh God, that we are worthy. Hallelujah, that we are endeavoring, oh God, to do all that you have called us to do, oh God. Oh God, not looking unto our personal needs, oh God. Oh God, for we know that you have supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you now, God, hallelujah, for what you're getting ready to do, God. We thank you for the impartation that is getting ready to take place, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, God, let us receive it, oh, God. Oh, God, apply it to our hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, that we should not turn against you, oh, God. But we all, God, seek to be more closer to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. For you said that we are more than conquerors, oh, God. Father, you said in your word that we are a peculiar people. We are a holy nation, oh, God. Set aside, consecrated unto thee, oh God. And we thank you for it right now, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For your anointing, God. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you, oh God, for your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor McCoy, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Continue to impart into her, oh God. Continue to anoint her afresh, oh God, that she be successful in all the things that you have put in her hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, continue to give her strength, oh God. Continue to impart the things, oh God, that she think not unto herself and all of the things that are going on in her body, God, but she think unto the assignment that you have given unto her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, use her lips of clay, God. Oh God, that she speaks with clarity, oh God. The anointing, oh God, goes forth, oh God, touching the hearts and minds of people, oh God, bringing them into a place to receive all that you have for them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we bind principalities, oh God, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, anything that would esteem itself above you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We bind witchcraft. We bind every meditating spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Anything that would cast itself against the ministry of international prayer center, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You said whatever's so bound in heaven will be bound on earth, and whatever's loosed in heaven shall be loosed on earth, oh God. Oh God, we loose your anointing, God. Oh God, we loose just the Shekinah glory in the midst of your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we take the enemy captives now. We decree and declare this day that his assignments against the ministry, oh God, shall be disannulled, disavowed now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And God, we thank you now, God, for all that you're doing, God. We thank you now, God, for this restoration anointing, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, O God, for new grace and new mercies that you shed upon us each and every day, God. For we know we're not worthy, O God. We're but filthy rags in your sight, God. But because you loved us, O God, and you gave your only begotten Son that we shall have life and life more abundantly, Father, we thank you now, God. We thank you, O God, for your loving kindness towards us, Father. And Lord God, we will be forever grateful, oh God, to give you all the glory, give you all the praise, give you all the honor in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we say amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I tell you. Thank you, woman of God, for
ushering us into the throne room, amen, on this very moment. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. My Lord, somebody needs a fresh anointing at this very moment, amen. We will be coming to you this evening from Galatians 5. And as I begin to read the word of God, amen, I want you to govern yourselves in order to receive what God will have for us on this day. I started into Galatians 5, and I begin to ask the people around me, and I begin to speak to some of the deacons and some of the ministers, the prophets, apostles, and, you know, sometimes we as church folks say that we have, or we think that we have arrived. But then I have to stop and ask them, what fruits are you producing? When I begin to ask this question, a lot of people say, well, if I'm the pastor, that's not much that I should be doing because I should be leaning on the parishioners to do a lot of the work. Well, the devil is a liar and he is defeated, amen? There are a lot of things as leaders that we should be doing. There are a lot of things as ministers that we should be doing. We are to be producing fruit for God. Some of us are saved, but we're not delivered. And if you're driving, I hope that you catch that on your way home. Some of us are saved, but we're not delivered. What do you mean by that, sister? Well, what I'm trying to say is we're not being productive for the kingdom of God. We're taking a lot of things that are being given unto the ministry unto ourselves. We're taking the word of God, and we're prostituting the gifts of God. Amen? We're not producing the things that God will have us to produce. We're not acting and demonstrating the things that God would allow us or has called us to walk in. Amen? Before I begin to just dignify and give you what God has laid into my heart, I'm going to continue to read on in Galatians 5. And verse 1 reads, it is from freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. Have mercy, Lord God. You have fallen away from grace. Verse 5. But by faith we eagerly await through the Spirit of the righteousness for which we hope. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. How many of you know that God is love? Mm-hmm. Verse 7, you were running a good race. Who cut in and kept you from obeying the truth? Verse 8, that kind of prosecution does not come from the one who has called you. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. Somebody ought to understand. It only takes one monkey to stop one shrimp. Uh-huh. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion will pay the penalty, whoever he may be. Verse 11, brothers, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being prosecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross may be abolished. Verse 12, as the alligators, I wish that they would go the whole way and excuse themselves. 13, you, my brother, were called to be free,
but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command. Love your neighbors as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out or you will destroy and be destroyed by each other. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit is contrary to the sinful nature. Excuse me. They are in conflict with each other so that you do not or do not want for anything other than the other. But if you are led by the Spirit, then you are not under the law. My Lord. I'm going down to verse 22. But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things is no law. Verse 24, those who belong to Christ Jesus have sacrificed the sinful nature with the passion and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envy of each other. Amen? And I will say to you once again, what fruits are you bearing? When Paul came to us with this nature to demonstrate to us about the fruits of our lives, we need to be very careful that we're not leading the people astray. We need to understand that we need to be drawing the people unto our Father and not leading them astray. When I back myself up and I remember what Paul Word says, he says that a little yeast in the dough goes a long way. What does that mean? That means all you need to do is spread one rumor. All you need to do is say one thing that is not like God, and it will spread like wildfire. All it takes is just a little bit. But if you begin to walk upright, if you begin to walk circumstantially according to the Spirit that God has, the instructions that God has left behind, there's no way possible that you'll be able to deviate from those things. Why? Because your mind is made up. When your spirit is set and you begin to do some things for God, there's no way you can deviate from what God has told you to do. Unless you're not being productive. Unless you're allowing the enemy to get in and spread like wildfire. Sometimes you have to catch yourself and ask yourself, you know what, am I indulging myself in the naysayer? Because there's power in the tongue. The Bible teaches us that there's life and death in the tongue. If you begin to speak ill things, guess what? You're not operating according to God's will. If you begin to hurt someone, why? Because they've hurt you. You're out of the will of God. God said that vengeance is mine. In other words, if you're operating according to what God said, your Heavenly Father, if you know that He is your Father, you as parents know that. You always tell your kids, if it's an adult that says it to you, you don't say anything in return to that adult. You come to me. Give it to me. And I'll come fight your battles for you. Well, that's just the same thing. When Christ descended on high, there were some instructions left behind. He said, now you have a direct contact with God. You don't have to go to anybody else and ask somebody else to stand in the gap. You can go directly to God and have God fill in that void for you. Amen? But I remember hearing an analogy some time ago, where there was a radio host, and he stated, can you picture yourself as a father, and your daughter is in a relationship that she's being abused, and she's being taunted, and she's being ridiculed, and she's being hurt, and you have no control over that. You can't do anything about it. You feel helpless. Well, we have the type of God that he loves us and he's forgiven us and he's saying that if you repent unto me, all of the things that are not like me, I will come to your rescue. I'm a just and I'm a forgiving God. Now, if you are a child of God, a born again, he knows all that he sees already. So if you came and you got into that quiet place and you began to talk to God and ask him to deliver you from something, don't you know that he will stand in the gap for you? As parents, when your children come to you with certain complaints or things that have come against them, you run to their rescue. When you begin to cry out to God like David did, he said, make haste and come to my rescue, God will do just that. But he's also looking for characteristics to know that you are his child. Now, if you're out stealing, killing, and murdering, and lying, and doing things against the Father, guess what? You're out of the will of God. You're not demonstrating those characteristics that that's your Father. But once you begin to turn away from those things and repent unto God, and ask for his forgiveness. That's number one. Ask for his forgiveness. And he'll make haste and come to your rescue. But then you sit down and you say, you know what? I feel like I want to have a drink tonight. Let me tell you some things that are not like God. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. There's sexual immorality. There's impurity and debauchery. What is that debauchery? That's when we're having orgies and we're loving on each other in front of each other. That's not of God. When we're worshiping idolatry, those things that we are putting before God, in the first commandment, God said, put no other gods before me. When you have witchcraft, when you have hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, I'm teaching somebody today, depression, factions, and envy, drunkenness, again, orgies, and the things, again, that are not like God. Now, I warn you that when you're not demonstrating the fruits of God, when judgment day comes and you stand before him, be careful if he tells you, move away from me, for I know you're not. You need to understand that this thing is serious. We're here and we're out here right now. There are a lot of hosts right now on Blog Talk Radio. There are a lot of ministers. God is using a remnant of people. He said, if I can't use you, I'll raise up someone that I can. Now, what I realize in my day and age, at my age, which is a very young age, God is starting to use us. Why? Because he realizes this thing is serious. He's raising us up, and he's not asking us to make it pretty. He wants us to teach the unadulterated truth about his word. He wants us to be delivered, not just say that we're saved. He wants you saved and delivered. Amen? We're walking into ministry these days, and we have so much hatred in our hearts. She didn't pray right, or I didn't appreciate what she had to say, or he didn't dress right. I don't appreciate how he looks. That's not godly. That is not demonstrating the things of what God would have you to do. I'm not singing today because I just don't feel like it. You are to praise him in season and out of season. Come on, somebody. There is something going on in the house, in the temple of God. We are having these people come before us and tell us what thus says the Lord. But I warn you, my sister and my brother, if you're not demonstrating fruits of the Spirit, people won't accept what you're telling them. You have to clean up on the inside in order for somebody to be able to receive you. You have to demonstrate the fruits of the Spirit. You have to be productive. Things of what we're doing right now, we're joining together. We're listening to one another. We're reading. We're studying, we're guiding, but it takes more than just that now. You have to go out into the land. You have to bring the people to it. If they can't come to you, deliver the word of God to them. Amen? Go out and tell somebody that you love them. Go out and feed somebody. Somebody needs clothes. You have clothes in your closet that you can't wear no more. Get out. Go to somebody and tell them how much you care for them today. Somebody you haven't even seen in years. You know what? Drop them a line. Sometimes somebody's going through something. Demonstrate. Be productive. There's a call on each and every one of us, whether you know it or not. God said that every knee shall bend and every tongue shall confess about Christ being our Savior. We still have some that believe that Moses, is the one that will deliver us through. Some of us believe that it's Abraham. But again, that same Bible that we're all reading from says it. But they will not receive what you have unless you're walking upright, unless you're walking circumcised. Now, will they come against you? Yes. Will they say you're not who you say you are? Yes. But you have to get out of your comfort zone. They did the Messiah the same way. He had to leave from his birthplace and step out to be received as the Messiah. He had to go some other places that he didn't feel comfortable going. You got to get out of your comfort zone. And when those things of this world start coming against you, you need to understand. Don't God said we can get angry, but we're not to act out. Amen? Those things arise against us, but we have to give love. We have to give peace. Trust me, I haven't always been saved. And mind you, I haven't always been delivered. But there are some things that God had to get right with me on the inside before I can step out and do what he needed me to do. Amen? Somebody had to be able to look at me and say, you know what, it's something about your smile. And then I was able to say, to God be the glory. It's because of God that who I am today. Somebody understands what I'm talking about. You have to be productive. You have to start winning souls for God. This is a charge I have to keep. Amen? This is not a play thing. This is not, I just want to be heard. I just want to be seen. I just need to buy that fancy suit and put on and stand before God's people. The devil is a lie. Because when they're true people of God, they'll be able to see through all those fancy clothes and fancy words and fancy things. Huh? They're going to look at your lifestyle. It's a characteristic thing. You've got to be ready to be able to do whatever God has called you to do at the drop of a hat. Despite what people may say about you, despite what people may do to you, you still have a charge to keep. God has blessed us with certain things, certain charismatic things, to be able to bring the people in. And we're using those things for our own selfish reasons. That's not demonstrating. That's not being productive. You're on your jobs. You see that your neighbor has a problem. Ask him, is it all right if I could pray for you? You don't need to know what their situation is. You just need to let them know that God will deliver them from that. Be productive. When your sister is crying in church, you don't need to find out what's going on, what caused her that grief. You just need to stand in the gap. When that husband or that wife isn't behaving the way a spouse should, stand in the gap. You know, there's nothing like church hurt when folk will just say certain things. You know what? I need to pray for Sister Wilson. I need to pray for Sister Wilson because she told me so and so and so and so. Now you're spreading gossip. Instead of you just saying, you know what, I need you to touch and agree with me that God will deliver Sister Wilson from her situation. And even if he wasn't able to move her out of that situation at that time, just to have faith that he would do it. But watch this now. I got a bigger idea for this. How do you know that you're not being productive for God? Anything that has to be governed by this land is not of God. He stated that if you're demonstrating love, you don't have to go to court for that. I'll step a little further. If you're demonstrating meekness, if you're humble, you don't have to go to court for that. If there's some long suffering that you're going through and you're just holding on to your faith and knowing that you have the faith of a mustard seed, you're not going to have to go to court for that. But watch it now. If you were sitting outside on the busiest highways and you begin to have sex right then and there, guess what? You get locked up if you stay around long enough for the police to get there. Come on, somebody. These things are governed by the world. You don't have to go to court, amen, because you were loving your spouse the way you should have. But you got to go to court to be divorced from that spouse, especially when you say, well, I'm going to court, not for just irreconcilable differences, but because he or she committed adultery in my relationship, and I want to sue them for this because I haven't recorded. You don't have to deal with that. Why? Because those things right there are not of God. Those things are the world. If you murdered somebody, those things are not governed by God. Those things are governed by the land. You've got to serve a penalty for that. So how do you know that you're operating according to the Spirit? You need to ask yourself, what spirit am I possessing? What God am I praying to? Because as far as I'm concerned, there's only one. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Abraham knew about Christ before Christ ascended here. There is only one Savior, through Christ. Amen? Through Christ. So when you're not being productive, you're not bringing the people to God, guess what you're doing? You're running them away. Those people that sit up in church and cry, holy, holy, but then they make you feel so bad by saying certain things. You find a young lady that came to church and a skirt just wasn't long enough for certain sisters, And instead of you making them feel welcome and say, you know what, daughter, I'm so pleased that you came here. Understand that when they start coming long enough, they'll get the idea that I need my skirt a little longer. But what do? You put your mouth against what they're doing. You tell them and you talk bad about them. You're not demonstrating the fruits of the Spirit. You're not being productive. Instead of you walking up and hugging that sister or that brother that came with his pants below his waist and tell them, I'll thank God for you being here, you're running them away. I thank God today for being delivered from those things. Church-like folk, amen? We need to understand that, again, this is a charge. All it takes is one bad apple to spoil a bunch. This is what Paul was trying to tell us. If we could just join together, and not only that, people, if once we join together, continue to be productive together, continue to tell the people about the good news, continue to tell the people how to demonstrate the fruits of the Spirit, amen? If we could just do that and start winning souls instead of causing damnation unto them, my God, can you imagine how great the body of Christ would be right now? It wouldn't be such a battle. It wouldn't be such a hard thing to do. But we as leaders, Paul stated that be careful of those that will lead you astray. Paul is teaching us some things right here. He's letting us know that as leaders, we have an obligation to make sure that we're living right, that we're speaking right, that we're doing what God would have us to do, that we're living the way Christ has lived, that we're bringing people, we're telling people about Christ. not only just telling them, but showing them how to live. You have a charge to keep tonight. You have a charge. You need to understand, what fruits are you bearing? Come on, somebody. Check yourself. I always hear a lot of ministers say, if you want to know what's going on with that preacher, if you want to know how he or she is looking right, look over at their spouse. I thank God when I look over at mine, all I see is teeth. Glory, hallelujah. Check yourself, men and women of God. Be productive. Amen? We feel like if I'm not a pastor, I'm not being productive. The devil is a lie. All it takes is for you to say, come to church with me. Come and hear what thus says the Lord. Invite somebody to Christ. We're accidentally, if I can have my way right now. Now I don't want to be just biblically correct. I just want to be a little countrified if I can. I always have people tease me and say, well, yeah, that's the countryside from Fort Lickstadale, where she's from. Well, that's right. That's where I am. Right now, I need you to understand, if you got to walk 6th Trunk Boulevard, if you got to walk 79th Street, if you got to walk the streets of Deerfield, if you got to go to the streets of Harlem, if you got to go down to Lullaby and pull them out, if wherever you are under the sound of my voice, if you got a skid row or a loader bar, the lowest place, amen, that's where you need to be. I cannot tell you to sit up under the same folk and preach the same word, amen, and expect them to be delivered. You're not being productive. You got to go outside of your comfort zone, again, just like the Messiah did, and begin to teach the people about God. Begin to teach the people about your Jehovah. Begin to tell them that Yahshua is the Savior. A lot of folk don't want to hear about that. But his name is Jehovah. Our Savior, our Messiah, amen, our Messiah is Yahshua. That is our Jesus Christ. Be productive. He had to descend himself and come down into flesh just to show us how to live. And how dare you turn your back on how he has taught us how to live. Amen? He's telling us some things. He's showing us some things. We need to get ourselves together. We need to be productive. Even when my flesh doesn't feel like it, I press on anyway. They look at me and they say, Pastor, how is it that you are able to go to and fro? To God be the glory. How is it that you're able to bring the people in? To God be the glory. Because even when I don't feel like it, I press my way. Why? Because that's what my Father has charged me to do. As long as I'm doing what he's charged me to do, when I get before him, he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Somebody ought to be thanking and praising God right now. Because right now you're understanding that there is deliverance in this word. There's understanding in this word. My God, have mercy right now. Check yourself. If you've arrived and you're too busy to take off offering, or you're too busy as a pastor to do praise and worship, something is wrong. I should be stepping on some toes. I should be making a whole bunch of people right now a little upset with me. There's some convictions going on the inside. We ought to be productive as men and women of God. The first thing we love is say, how are you doing, sister so-and-so and brother so? Oh, I'm blessed and had a favor, filled with the Holy Ghost, all filled all over with his anointing. Guess what, people? If you got to tell somebody about all of that, that means you're looking to possess all of that. You ain't got it all together. All you need to say is, I'm wonderful. They're already going to know whether you're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. All they have to do is look at your lifestyle. All they have to do is look at your characteristics. All they have to do is look at your family. Everywhere I go, my children are with me. Everywhere I go when I'm teaching the word, my family is beside me. Why? Because God has raised up a family within me. I thank God he has called in residents into Pastor McCree. Somebody need to let God call in some residents. I didn't say lease to buy. I didn't say rent to own. I said let him take residence. Why? That means that he has dwelled right there. When God begins to dwell in a thing, some fruits of the Spirit will begin to show itself. Allow some people to see the God in you. Possess some things of the Spirit. My Lord, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Be productive. Give the fruits of the Spirit, amen? There is something about crying out to God. There is something about being delivered from such a thing. A lot of you who know me personally, understand some of the conflicts that the flesh is under. Amen? And I don't mean anything in a negative for some folk that really don't know Pastor McCray. But there are some ailments that happen. But I thank God for deliverance, because I don't allow those ailments, the things of the world, to stop me from what I have to do for my Father. Because he stated to me, if as long as you have that thorn in your side, it will not be moved. Why? Because my grace is sufficient for you. And as long as that thorn is in my side, if I walk around with my face frowned up, if I walk around crying out for pity, somebody is not recognizing the God in me. Somebody can't see the spirit that I possess, the fruits of the spirit that is. Somebody doesn't see the love and the peace and the joy that I have. Somebody's not understanding that I have humbled myself through my long suffering. Amen. But I know that one day God will come along and remove that thorn from my side. But for until then, he said that my grace is sufficient. But until then, I will praise him. I will love in spite of her. Even when my enemies come against me, I'll just love all the hell right up out of them. Come on, somebody. My grace is sufficient. But I say this is just more than a teaching lesson right now. Somebody needs to be delivered. You always say, you know, every time I hear this woman of God, she's teaching brimstone. That is correct. It's time out for all the pretty preaching. It's time out for all the things that we want to hear. It's time for you to hear some things you don't want to hear. It's time for you to get yourself in order. It's time for you to be productive for the Father. You need to start waking up before your feet hit the ground. Lord, I thank you for waking me up. Let your kids hear you pray. Some of us are shameful because we don't know what to say to God. If you just open your mouth, he will tell you what to say. If you start living right, he will show you things to do. If you start acting right, he will begin to put people in your path to be able to teach them how to act, teach them how to sing praises unto him, teach them the word of God. Find your quiet place, amen? Meditate on God. Ask God for deliverance. Ask God, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to allow you to possess the fruits of the Spirit, to be productive for his people, to have his people coming to your place, amen, of worship. God inhabits worship. He inhabits praises. He inhabits those things that are like him. Let's do away with our sinful lives. Let's move away from the things that are not like God. Move closer to him. There's peace in God. There's understanding in God. There are things, amen, that we just need to continue to lean and depend on that God has. We have gotten so far from the word and the will of God that I'm just so nervous at times that he would just turn his whole head against us and say, do away with that. We've gotten so far out of his will because we want to please others, because we want other people to see us and give us the glory. Amen? Challenge yourself to get back into the will of God. Allow those things of God to permeate on the inside. Challenge yourself. It's a personal thing. Get personal with God. When you see somebody on the street, and don't judge it. If you're in a predicament to help them, help them. Let God deal with that later on. But you want to do what God is telling you to do. You are not to stand in judgment of them. Do what you need to do for God. Please don't add everything else. We've gotten to the point where we're judging. We're saying what thus says the Lord according to our standards, not God's standards. How do you know that, sister? Because you're not being productive. When you look at your churches and they're still empty, guess what? You're not being productive. If you can't get on the inside, go on the outside. Find out where he is. Find out where she is. Find out who needs your help. I thank God that when I have my sisters and brothers around me, when I need them, they call on it. Why? Because I've demonstrated the fruit of the Spirit, because I've been productive in this life. You reap what you sow. Lord, have mercy. But when you start sowing those seeds on some fertile ground, my brother has to remind me, be careful, because when people start sowing on fertile ground, you're going to get a harvest from what you're sowing. There's always a reaping season. There's always a harvest. Start sowing some good seeds and watch the production of good fruit come up. Let me tell you something, parents. When you're liars and you're cursers, when you're adulterers, when you are murderers, you best to be careful because all eyes are on you. You have those little ones up under you that God has given you and blessed you to be over. Those are still his children. But there is a reaping season. They're watching what you're doing. You're not being productive for God. You're being productive for the enemy. You're raising up a people for the enemy. Amen? Watch what you're doing in front of our people, our young people. Be a positive influence in their lives. Again, if you don't have anybody in the church house because they feel like they've already been there, they've already arrived, walk away and go outside and bring the people in. We don't want to go outside. Why? Because some of us really don't possess what we think we have. And we just, somebody else might see that. Come on now. Somebody know I'm stepping on some toes right now. Somebody may recognize that you really are who you say you are. Yes, we're walking around with a lot of false prophets right now. And she even lost her mind on this blog called Radio, telling me about my good old self. That's right. The devil is defeated on this day. Because I take back everything that the devil has taken from us. I claim restoration right now in the name of Jesus. We will be a productive people. We will demonstrate the fruits of the Spirit. We will take back our Father's land. We will not allow the devil to run rampant amongst his people. We will stand together, united, amen? And if we fall, we'll still be together. But only when we fall is because judgment day has come upon us. And we'll be falling and bowing down to our Father. Amen? Understand that when you start to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, people will see you. People will understand that this is what God will have. This is the way God intended us to live. We need to be productive. Don't feel as if you're not worthy of it. God has called all of his people. If we can just surrender ourselves unto him, totally For God I am and for God I die. Be sold out for Christ. I don't care. I'm not embarrassed if people see me walk around and say, I'm a man of God. I'm a woman of God. Be not afraid of man because they can't do you nothing. God said they can't do nothing for you. Huh? If you say that you are a child of God, a righteous child of God, and a holy call, amen? A priesthood, amen? What can they do for you? What can they do for God? There's imaginations and principalities that we bind up in the name of Jesus. But it's just a trick. Huh? It's just a trick that the enemy will bring forth. But the devil is defeated. I challenge you today, amen, to go ahead and do what God would have you to do. Demonstrate the fruits of the Spirit. Be productive according to God's word. Be productive according to how God took that thing out there for us. He told us those things that are governed under the law of the land. If it's governed by the law, it is not of God. Set yourself in order. Set your children in order. Amen? Set your house in order. I challenge you on this week to be productive. I challenge you on this week to demonstrate the fruits of the Spirit. I challenge you to go out into the low places and bring in the people for God. I challenge you to do this. And watch what God would have for you. Watch the things and the reward for him. Amen? Jesus, thank you, Lord. And as we begin to close, my Lord, we are not moved by what we see, dear God. We are not moved by the things of this world. We are not moved by any reason, my God. We are only moved by your Spirit and your word. And we know your voice. And we hear your voice. And we refuse to follow strangers according to John 10 and 27. Our seed is mighty upon the earth according to Psalms 1, 12, and 2. Lord Jesus, I ask you to expand my territory, to fill and increase me, Lord God, on this day in the Holy Spirit of the anointing power. I ask you to lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. I bless you. I praise you. I worship you and I commit all that I am to you, that your perfect will be done through me. Jesus, hallelujah, thank the Lord. I ask that you help me to cease from my own labors. I do so by this faith, Lord God, to continue to do your work, God. I ask that you cause me to enter your rest now in Jesus' name. I receive that. I ask that you release my warnings and my ministers, the warring ministers, angels unto me, Lord God, to minister and war on my behalf. I ask you to fill this, your temple, my God, with your supreme glory all over me, Lord God. To tell your people, Lord God, I ask that the Holy Spirit speak to my heart through your words, God. I ask that you prepare me a reverence of worship with humility through your Holy Spirit. Father, I ask that each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God, to and fro from this day and this day forward, Lord God, continue to be productive according to your word, God. Continue to produce fruit, Lord God, according to your word, God. Continue to minister to the people according to your word, God. Lord, we declare right now and we decree right now all things unto you, Lord God. For you stated in your word, Lord God, that we are the Lord of God before us, Lord. And you stated in your word, God, that you are Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our end, Lord God. For we are claiming victory in our situations, God. We know that you're able to do it, Lord God, exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can imagine. Lord God, we bind up the principalities and imaginations right now. Lord God, we bind and put down any strongholds and destroy all yours, God. Right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Now I need somebody to
We ask that you continue to, Lord God, hold us in the palm of your hand, Lord God. Hide us behind Calvary, Father God, that nothing can come against your people, Lord God. No hurt, harm, or danger, Father, in the name of Jesus. There's your blood right now, Lord God, all over this land, God. Wipe it clean right now in the name of Jesus. According to your word, God, we plead the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood over everything, God. Circumcision and uncircumcision, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm crying out for your people, Lord God, for them to be productive unto you, God. Continue to use me, Lord. Continue to fill me up, God. Undergird me, Jesus. Continue to have me teach your word, God. Until the last breath is gone from my body, God, I will serve you. I will love on you. I will worship you. For God, living for God, our God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Yeshua. I get it out. Hallelujah. In the holy and righteous Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I thank God for you callers from 786-954-678-314-876, my Lord. I thank God for 754-954. God bless you callers. And for those that are soon to come. Remember to tell somebody about our Savior that will be coming back for us. Remember to teach them to walk according to the Spirit's of the fruit. Amen. Remember to teach them to bind up things. Remember to teach them the word of God. If you can teach them the word of God and show them the demonstrations, amen, of some praying warfare, they will begin to be productive. They will begin to move. Wherever God is, Satan has to flee. Wherever light is, darkness has to go away. Amen. Begin to plant some seeds into someone else's life. Allow somebody to come along and water. And watch how God gives the increase. Do not plant your seeds on stony ground. Okay, amen? According to Mark 4. Plant your seeds on fertile ground. Continue to move for God's people. And until we meet again here, same place, same time, at 11 p.m., each and every Wednesday night. With interceding is what I do, and myself, Pastor McCray, I love each and every one of you, but again, until we meet again, be productive. Bear some fruit for God. Amen? Tell somebody about everybody. Who has saved, huh, this entire world. Again, until we meet again. Good night, God bless, and I love you.